Shear is the superintendent of the Inkster Public Schools. Inkster's Baylor Woodson Elementary School won the Dispelling the Myth Award. The school's composed of largely of children from minority and low-income households, and they are reaching the stars when it comes to test scores and teaching their kids. We wanted to find out what the secret was. Misha, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Tony.
Oh, what did you do when you found out that you won the Dispelling the Myth Award?
Well, of course, we were very elated. We were excited. We certainly thanked our staff as well as our students for working so hard.
We hear so much that children from low-income and minority households face such challenges and don't succeed as much as they should when we talk about the grand scheme of the amounts of these kids. How have you been able to succeed?
I think it's a combination of things. First thing is effective leadership, having a visionary in place that can set some goals and certainly keep staff motivated and moving in the right direction. And then we place a lot of attention around teacher quality and building the capacity of our teachers and try to ensure that our parents are positively engaged.
How do you get quality teachers and administrators to come to Inkster? No disrespect, but if I could be in Bloomfield or Grosse Pointe, where I know the buildings may be newer and the funding for programs may be greater, why would I want to go to Inkster?
Well, as a former teacher, and I shouldn't say former, I'm still a teacher, I think at the heart of every good teacher is the desire to make a difference and make a difference in a particular area where there is challenge or there is a need. One of the things that we did in coming in, I was a part of a reform team that came into Inkster in 2005 under the leadership of Thomas Maradada. We looked at inputs. We wanted to ensure, first of all, that we had highly qualified and certified teachers in front of every student. No Child Left Behind legislation basically supported us in that endeavor. And once we realized that we did not have that, we committed ourselves to an aggressive recruitment campaign. We worked shoulder to shoulder with the AFT to aggressively look at some different cost savings in some areas so that we could raise, if you will, the threshold of salaries for teachers. So, of course, that in itself was an incentive. We ensure that our teachers have ongoing opportunities for nationally recognized professional development to sit on teams and to basically sit in collaboration with central office leadership to design the strategic plan for the direction we're going to take the district in.
The test scores are off the charts, fifth grade math, third grade reading. Just congratulations to you. You are succeeding where people said you couldn't, and that should make you feel good.
It does. It's a pleasure to serve, and it also feels great when you're winning.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.